Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Creating Dashboards for Effective Reporting. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in BI in the Business Intelligence Fundamentals for Non-Technical Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basics of dashboard design, key elements of effective dashboards, and case studies that illustrate how dashboards can be used in decision-making. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to develop skills to create informative dashboards that enhance business reporting and facilitate better decision-making. Main content. Basics of dashboard design. Creating an effective dashboard begins with understanding its purpose. A dashboard is a visual representation of key performance indicators, KPIs, and metrics that provide a quick overview of business performance. The design should be user-centric, meaning it should cater to the needs of the intended audience. When designing a dashboard, consider the following principles: clarity. The information displayed should be clear and easily understandable. Avoid cluttering the dashboard with excessive data. Instead, focus on the most relevant metrics. Consistency. Use consistent color schemes, fonts, and layouts throughout the dashboard. This helps users quickly recognize patterns and draw connections between data points. Responsiveness. Dashboards should be adaptable to different devices, allowing users to access information on desktops, tablets, or smartphones. A well-designed dashboard acts as a storytelling tool, guiding users through the data in a way that highlights trends and insights. Key elements of effective dashboards. For a dashboard to be effective, it should incorporate several key elements, KPIs and metrics. Identify which KPIs are crucial for your business objectives. These metrics should be tracked consistently to measure performance over time. For example, a retail business may track sales growth, customer acquisition cost, and inventory turnover rates. Visualizations. Utilize graphs, charts, and gauges to represent data visually. Visual elements can simplify complex data sets, making trends easier to identify. For instance, a line graph can illustrate sales trends over the past year, while a pie chart can show market share distribution among competitors. Interactivity. Allow users to interact with the dashboard by filtering data or drilling down into specific metrics. Interactivity enhances user engagement and helps in exploring the data more thoroughly. Contextual information. Providing context helps users interpret the data. Annotations, legends, and tooltips can offer additional insights and explanations, ensuring users understand the significance of the displayed metrics. Alerts and notifications. Consider incorporating alerts for significant changes in metrics. For instance, if sales drop below a certain threshold, the dashboard could notify users, prompting investigation. By integrating these elements, you can create a dashboard that not only informs but also empowers users to make data-driven decisions. Case studies on dashboard usage in decision-making. To better understand the impact of dashboards, let's look at two case studies from a business context. Case study 1. Retail Business Performance Dashboard. A retail company implemented a performance dashboard to track sales across different regions. By visualizing sales data in real time, management could quickly identify underperforming areas. They noticed that a specific region had lower sales compared to others and decided to investigate further. Upon reviewing customer feedback, they learned that the regional staff needed better training on product features. As a result, they implemented targeted training sessions, which led to a 20% increase in sales in that region within 3 months. This case illustrates how effective dashboards can bring attention to areas needing improvement, facilitating timely interventions. Case study 2. Marketing campaign effectiveness. A digital marketing agency used a dashboard to monitor various campaign metrics, such as click-through rates, conversion rates, and customer engagement levels. By analyzing this data, they realized that one campaign was significantly outperforming others. The dashboard allowed them to track which strategies were effective, leading to a strategic pivot where they allocated more budget and resources to the successful campaign. This approach resulted in a 30% increase in overall campaign performance. This case demonstrates how dashboards can guide resource allocation and strategy formulation based on performance insights. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the fundamentals of creating effective dashboards for business reporting. You learned about the principles of dashboard design, key elements that contribute to effectiveness, and real-world case studies that highlight their impact on decision-making. By mastering these concepts, you are now equipped to develop dashboards that not only present data but also drive actionable insights for your organization. Reflection questions: how can you apply the principles of clarity and consistency in your own dashboard designs? What key performance indicators would you prioritize for your business, and why? Reflect on a time you encountered a dashboard. What elements did you find most helpful, and how could they be improved?